Because in the level of the world, people do evil things. They do cruel things, unconsciously harsh things, where they really want to hurt other people, torture other people, maim other people, build bombs and drop them on people, or say terrible things to other people. And it's hard as a body to say, well, nothing happened. You know, the Course's definition of forgiveness is to forgive someone for what he or she has not done. Now, but bodies have done something. You know, so what they haven't done is they haven't robbed you of your peace. That's what they have. When you forgive someone for what he hasn't done, what you hold a grievance against, what you hold a person accountable for, is that this person robbed you of your peace. Or you might say, this person robbed me of my job, or robbed me of my life, or took my loved one away from me. And once you talk on that level, obviously you're talking about bodies. But the fact of the matter is that the peace of God is in my mind, what the Course would call our right minds. And that can't be taken away by anybody, because the body has no access to the mind. What happens to the body has no effect on the mind. And so it only makes sense to say, I forgive you for what you haven't done, and truly mean it when you come from the perspective of being a mind. Because then you know that nothing happened. Not one note in heaven's song was missed. Bodies can be injured. Bodies can be hurt. But minds can't. Minds can only be hurt by themselves. All right. And so this means that when the Course says anger is never justified, what this means is it's never justifiable to hurt anyone or have an unkind thought about anyone, regardless of what he or she has done. Because since the sonship of God is one, both in heaven as well as on earth, when you attack one person, you're attacking all. This is a major, major theme of this Course. We're told that behind this brother stand 1,000, and behind each 1,000 stands 1,000 more. Between each one and 1,000 stands thousands more. All right. Well, this works right-mindedly and wrong-mindedly. If I forgive one person totally, I've forgiven all. It's like a game of dominoes. You know, if you knock down one domino and they all go down. But it also works from the ego's point of view. If I make someone guilty, or accuse someone of a sin, thereby hoping that I make them guilty, I'm condemning the whole sonship. Because you can't attack one part of the sonship without attacking all, because the sonship is defined by being whole.